Chapter 1. School. I was born on Sunday, 26th of March, 1967, at Sydney Hospital. I started kindergarten when I was 5 at my local primary school and loved it. I had fun meeting new friends and playing. My memories of grades 1 and 2 aren't very good, only snippets. However, I do remember that every day, before recess, we had to drink a small bottle of regular, unflavoured milk. The bottles were usually left outside the classroom at the door, and the milk was always warm. Yuck! I hated it. I don't think anybody liked it. I have one very clear memory from grade 3, though. I had an American teacher, and for whatever reason, she obviously disliked me. She made me sit at a small table I couldn't get my legs underneath, at the front centre of the class. She constantly picked on me, asked me questions she knew I had no idea of the answer to, and generally enjoyed making me feel stupid in front of the class. One day, who knew why, she took out one of her contact lenses and exclaimed to the class, "I can no longer see Tracy's head." She thought it was hilarious, and everyone but I laughed. I never understood why she did it, and so began my general hatred of school. Thinking back, I recognised that the teacher's behaviour was bullying, in today's terms, by someone who should have encouraged and supported me. Being a kid, and it being that era, in the early 1970s, I didn't realise what was happening. The woman was my teacher, an authority figure, and I just accepted how she treated me. She was an Her abusive treatment of me went on every day, and my schoolwork started to suffer. I hated her, and I hated doing homework. I was a very average student and was continuously in trouble for not paying attention or losing concentration in class. It wasn't helpful that my dad started calling me a dunce, meaning stupid person, so I just started to accept I was an idiot and stopped asserting myself at school. From that point onwards, my relationship with my father also started to disintegrate, and we rarely saw eye to eye. He always made me feel like a dope who could never do anything right. It wasn't until I was in grades 4, 5, and 6 in what was termed senior school that things really started to go pear-shaped. I started grade 4 in 1976, and the big hit shows on TV after school were The Munsters and The Addams Family. Damn you, Addams Family. I was bullied by other students for 3 solid years just for having the surname Addams. I was in the bottom class and frankly couldn't wait to grow up and get the hell out of school. Back then, when you'd reached grade 6, the final year of the senior school, you had to do a national exam so the educators could determine what class level you'd be enrolled in for high school. The bright students went into the top of the class and the dunces went into the bottom one. Along with every other student, I took the test and scored in the top percentile. However, according to the system, I must have cheated. So I was retested and it turned out I was definitely a dunce. Despite not being the sharpest tool in the shed, I started taking guitar lessons. Mum and Dad found a local class and before long I was getting quite good at guitar playing. The styles the teacher taught were classical and flamenco. I enjoyed the lessons and the teacher was really nice and helpful. I guess it was due to his encouragement and support that my guitar skills improved. He never made me feel stupid if I couldn't do something straight away.